Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Did you notice that I missed last week's episode? Yep. Wednesday evening, I got hit by a steel pole, suffered a small laceration on my forehead and a mild concussion. I was at the doctor's office during my regular show time, therefore, or hence, no episode. Well, today, I can say thank you that nothing was worse. I am getting better. Looking back at what happened, it could have been much worse, as it has not been my first concussion. According to the doctor, it only gets worse the more the brain gets jolted. Well, again, I'm very thankful that nothing is worse, and memory loss, as well as Alzheimer's, kicking faster than usual with all these head injuries. So I'm glad it wasn't a serious one, and I'm definitely on the mend. With this preface, I'm asking you the question, should Thanksgiving be only one day, or should we give thanks daily? Every day before going to bed, I reflect back on the day and thank my God for me, giving me a roof over the head, clothes on my body, food on the table, a healthy body, mind, and helping me with my finances. I am thanking Him for my family and friends, for my listeners, for my clients, for strangers who are friends I have not yet met. So, for giving thanks is a daily occurrence, for me at least, though today is even more special as I get to share it with friends, coming together, sharing blessings, thanks, food, is so amazing to me. Love when it's potluck style and everyone brings something. Because remember, I mentioned before, the first probably 10, 15 years at the ranch, hubby and I did everything. We cooked for 30 to 40 people. We set the table. We cleaned it all off. We washed all the dishes. And it just got so overwhelming that I switched over to potluck style. And where we're invited today, I was asked to bring some food. So, yes, I actually made something that Mary truly loves, and that's a Black Forest cake. I haven't made one in years for him. So today I seized the moment, and I made it so I can take it and share it with everybody else. Since that's pretty rich, and many people don't want the super huge slice, I froze it, and it's going to keep good for at least 2-3 weeks so we can share with everybody who shows up at the house there and then at our place and whatnot. And I'm actually so excited. I also fixed a veggie tray with fresh cucumbers, celery, broccoli, and carrots so we have something healthy to eat. So I am really looking forward to go celebrate this wonderful day with my friends up here in Big Bear. That's where we are right now. It's pretty crisp outside. It was 28 degrees this morning when I woke up at 6:30, and now it's in the probably low 50s. It definitely warmed up, and outside in the sunshine, it feels very comfortable inside. Without the heater on too high, it's about 67, 68 degrees. Not quite so warm. Anyway, that does not really matter because my heart is warm. I know that everybody who's going to gather together today where we're going, my husband and I, we're all going to be so thankful that we get to fellowship together and just share some fun and some memories and being thankful for certain things. And I just go with a very open heart and an open mind to go and enjoy. And as I said, the first question I asked after the one that I said, did you miss me last week? Is should Thanksgiving be only a one-day episode, a one-day event? And I would say, no, it should be a daily event. However, today is structured just a little bit differently. We all know where it originated from. I'm pretty sure it came from the pilgrims and how they were thankful that they had food that they could harvest, and they were so happy and they started celebrating. And looking at it from that way, it's wonderful. However, it does not mean that we have to stuff ourselves and feel sick after we're done. It just means enjoy. Take a little bite of everything. Enjoy. Choose what makes you the happiest, what's best for you, what's healthy for you. And if you feel like there's nothing there that you should eat, want to eat, or can eat, depending on your medical health or your health that you decided, if you wanted to lose some weight because you know that you're too close to a stroke or a heart attack, you know, the saying goes, every inch you can pinch around the stomach gets you a year closer to a heart attack. So if you want to work on that, I would eat a healthy meal, not a huge meal, but a healthy meal at home before going to visit with people. So you can just graze on some veggies or something, or a fruit, and you don't really need to go for the sweets and the heavy-duty fattening foods. I mean, if people deep-fry the turkey, it's different in calories than it is when you bake it. And when you take the skin off, the skin is actually the fattest part of the turkey, or what's right under the skin. So if you skin it before you bake it, or barbecue it without barbecue sauce, which has a whole bunch of sugar in it, but just some seasoning or stuff, then the fat drips down and then it's pretty much lean meat. So just really don't get too frustrated about anything. Just really, truly enjoy yourself and enjoy the day and give thanks for everything you have grounds to give thanks for. And I guarantee you that everybody has at least five things to be thankful for, whether we want to admit to it or not. If we were to take those five things away, then you would start wondering, why did I not say I'm thankful for those things? Because I sure truly miss them right now. So taking things for granted is not being thankful. Being thankful means recognizing, acknowledging, and treasuring the things that we do have and make the best out of every situation. So I'm going to keep this really short today because I don't want to hold you back from going and having fun and celebrating and sharing with others. So I just tell you, I wish you a very, very thankful day today, tomorrow, and always. And I would love to hear from you either on my website or on my email or text or voicemail with my phone. They're all three listed below on the transcript. What you did today, what served you the best, how you served somebody the most, and what made you the happiest. Was it something you received or something you were able to give? So having said that, I'm going to leave you. Wish you all a very, very happy and wonderful Thanksgiving Day. And again, I'm looking forward to hearing from you so I can improve on the show for next year. Or if you have anything you want to share with me, let me know and I'll get you on the show with me. So I wish you a fabulous day. Take care. Know that I care and I'm definitely thinking of all of you out there today. Wish all my family, friends, and loved ones a wonderful day. And I'm going to say goodbye. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Talk to you later.